Chapter 20. One day in the afternoon we went to the races. Ferguson went too, and Crowell Rogers, the boy who had been wounded in the eyes by the explosion of the shell nose cap. The girls dressed to go after lunch, while Crowell and I sat on the bed in his room and read the past performances of the horses and the predictions in the racing paper. Crowell's head was bandaged, and he did not care much about these races, but read the racing paper constantly and kept track of all the horses for something to do. He said the horses were a terrible lot, but they were all the horses we had. Old Myers liked him and gave him tips. Myers won on nearly every race, but disliked to give tips because it brought down the prices. The racing was very crooked. Men who had been ruled off the turf everywhere else were racing in Italy. Myers' information was good, but I hated to ask him because sometimes he did not answer, and always you could see it hurt him to tell you. But he felt obligated to tell us for some reason, and he hates less to tell Crowell. Crowell's eyes had been hurt. One was hurt badly, and Myers had trouble with his eyes, so he liked Crowell. Myers never told his wife what horses he was playing, and she won or lost, mostly lost, and talked all the time. We four drove out to San Siro in an open carriage. It was a lovely day, and we drove out through the park and out along the tramway and out of town where the road was dusty. There were villas with iron fences and big overgrown gardens and ditches with water flowing and green vegetable gardens with dust on the leaves. We would look across the plain and see farmhouses and rich green farms with their irrigation ditches and the mountains to the north. There were many carriages going into the racetrack, and the men at the gate let us in without cards because we were in uniform. We left the carriage, bought programs, and walked across the infield and then across the smooth, thick turf of the course to the paddock. The grandstands were old and made of wood, and the betting booths were under the stands and in a row out near the stables. There was a crowd of soldiers along the fence in the infield. The paddock was fairly well filled with people, and they were walking the horses around in a ring under the trees behind the grandstand. We saw people we knew and got chairs for Ferguson and Catherine and watched the horses. They went around, one after the other, their heads down, the grooms leading them. One horse, a purplish black, Crowell swore was dyed that color. We watched him, and it seemed possible. He'd only just come out before the bell rang to saddle. We looked him up in the program from the number on the groom's arm, and it was listed a black gelding named Japalak. The race was for horses that had never won a race worth 1,000 lira or more. Catherine was sure his color had been changed. Ferguson said she could not tell. I thought he looked suspicious. We all agreed we ought to back him and pooled 100 lira. The odds sheets showed he would pay 35-1. Crowell went over and bought the tickets while we watched the jockeys ride around once more and then go out under the trees to the track and gallop slowly up to the turn where the start was to be.